A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
Dominus vobiscum,
et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Verbum Domini. Sometimes in life, we may reach a breaking point when we've come to circumstances or situations that is enough for us, that is too much. And the onslaught of these trials or troubles, it's very easy to weaken, to give up, and to look into the direction of despair. And this is what we see this morning from our first reading. Elijah, a man of God, was done great works through the power of God, is now worn down. And at the threat of danger, he retreats into the desert. However, God is there to strengthen him. And what we see there is we see God who provides for all of our needs, physical and spiritual. But yet today we also hear Jesus speaking to us of something much greater than any of the previous signs performed. He himself gives himself to us, his own body and blood, so that we may have eternal life, so that we can have a deeper union with him and become like him, like Jesus. So here we look to Elijah now, and as I was saying, God did great and mighty works through him. He defeated the prophets of Baal. God spoke messages of hope and exhortation through him to the Israelites. Now, and after this, you know, he's a little worn down. No, it's tiring. And as we know, those of us who've worked in ministry, doing the works of the Lord, or any kind of work in general, you know that it takes a lot out of you. Mentally, emotionally, even physically, it's draining. And at this point, Elijah, he's drained. And he received a threat from someone named Jezebel, who, after learning that through Elijah, God was about to bring some restoration, that God would bring new life again. And so she threatened to kill Elijah, but at such a weakened state, he was vulnerable, you know, tired, worn down. And so in fear of hearing this news, he fled. And even fleeing without thinking, here he goes running into the desert, scared, afraid, with nothing. And he falls asleep. No, then the Lord sends an angel who gives him something to eat, something to drink. It says, here, this is food for your journey. It says, go on your way now. See, and this often happens to us in different ways. You know, when we're tired, when we're worn down, then here comes something else. We either become afraid, is how will we handle this? Or we just kind of succumb to the pressure. You know, we break down under the stress of things. See what's happening, or we become very upset, very angry. So why me? We turn into self. See, but what happens when we reach these states where it's too much, where the trial is too hard, is that we then turn to ourselves instead of looking to God, the Almighty. Now, Jesus here today, he's telling the people, he's saying that I am the bread of life. And this is after he has shown them signs, great signs. He multiplies loaves and fishes. He walks on water. And here is something greater now, himself. See, and this one, in receiving Jesus, it's there where we have true life. It's there where we can become like Jesus. And St. Paul today tells us, he says, be imitators of God. He tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we grieve the Holy Spirit? As we hear of Jesus saying, blaspheming the Holy Spirit, is when we don't turn to the Holy Spirit, when we don't look to God. And what happens, as St. Paul says, is that, you know, we often give into bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling. Oh, eventually there's going to be some malice there. No, we've turned away. We need to turn always to Jesus. And, you know, the Lord is compassion. He's merciful, and he understands our pain. He knows we're hurting, and he knows it's too much. See, it's important to look to Jesus, to look to the life of Jesus, because Jesus experienced the same things. Now, we see him suffering many times, but Jesus is always looking to the Father. This is the example he gives us. And though he's God, he's one with the Father, but yet in his humanity, he's showing us how to live a pure and holy human life. And so him looking to the Father in all things. He goes and spends time with the Father. He goes off to a lonely place. You know, he's giving glory to the Father. He's saying, I'm sent by the Father. I'm doing the will of the Father. The Father is on his mind and his heart. You know, so in the most troubling times of Jesus, there's the Father, and he knows it. And that is something that we can learn from. And so Jesus, you know, we look to him when he's in the agony. Now here, it's too much. Here, he's overwhelmed with the crushing amount of sin. It is weighing on him. It is so deep and during his agony that he starts to sweat blood because he's experiencing the pain of the world. No, he himself is in pain, seeing how humanity suffers without him. And he hasn't even suffered physically yet. There's more. And Jesus, you know, what does he do? He looks immediately to the Father again. And yeah, he expresses his need. He expresses the concern here, his pain. He says, Father, if there's any other way, do it, you know, or let it be done to me now according to your will. He says that three times, but he's always pointed in the direction of the Father. And Jesus calls us to be, as calling us to be imitators of him, meaning that we are to suffer like him. And Jesus gives us everything we need so that we can do that. Notice that before Jesus' passion and suffering, the day before, the new covenant priesthood, then there's the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And there is Jesus calling us, calling the disciples, calling us to love as he loves. Even in suffering. The next day when Jesus is suffering, he doesn't lose himself. He remains faithful to the Father, doing all things for love of him and love for us. He doesn't break under the pressures and the trials and the pain. In fact, as the pain increases, his love increases. And this is how we are to walk with the Lord in the same way. looking to Jesus, not giving in to malice and anger and things. Because when we do that, we stop thinking. But when we turn to God, we turn to Jesus. We see him, we see his ways. And Jesus, who never abandons us, he's always faithful to his promises. He says, I will be with you always to the end of the age. He gives us himself, of course, through the sacraments, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Then he giving us his own body and blood so that we can eat of this. And so this eternal life, this is the life of Jesus Christ. And this is the life of love. This is the life that will overcome sin and death. This is the eternal life that will enable us to walk through any storm, any trial. Because Jesus is truly with us, because we are like him. And he's given us the grace to live the mysteries of his life. His own body and blood. So this is what we should be in anticipation for when we come here to Mass, when we hear the word of God. You know, like Elijah, he goes and runs into the desert. Is he calling on the word of God? Is he thinking about the word of God? He's not thinking about anything, only his fear, only his problems. Us, you know, we have the words here. I mean, many of you watch Mass during the week, fine. If you can go there, great. You know, even better. I mean, not everybody can. People got school, work, and, you know, other obligations. God knows. But the Sunday Mass is everything we should be wanting, be longing for. To hear God's word, to be strengthened by it, and to take it with us. And much more, Jesus, who gives himself to us, his own body and blood. There is where we abandon ourselves with him and receiving him, knowing that he is God and that he's come within us to nourish us, to love us, to nourish us with his own self, his own body and blood. This is everything we should be living for. It's the most important day of our lives is Sunday, is the time we go to Mass and receive the Lord. And for those of us who can go, you know, to adoration, it's a time to be with Jesus and to rest with him. Sometimes we're just so tired, we think we get discouraged because I can't concentrate, you know, because I get distracted. Well, it's because you're tired. Sometimes Jesus just wants you to go and sit with him quietly so that he can do the work. And this is prayer. Prayer takes concentration. Prayer takes work and energy. But prayer is also resting with the Lord. We see that in the life of Jesus. He goes off with the Father and rests with the Father. And then he instructs us to find rest in him. So, brothers and sisters, as St. Paul tells us today, be imitators of Christ. First, you know, looking to Jesus, seeing how he lived, seeing how he shows us to live and love. And then, you know, taking that life, taking these words and making them our own, striving to live in this way. And this is looking to Jesus, this is him having him on our mind always. And then longing for everything he gives us here in this life, his word and his body and blood. And when we can do that, when any trial, any trouble hits, yes, it's going to hurt. Yeah, you know, things will come to us. Yeah, we may be scared, but yet it won't break us because we look to Jesus who conquered everything with life and love. And this is what he gives us through his word and through his body and blood. So let this be our hope always. What Jesus gives us, his very self, in his word and in the Holy Eucharist. God bless you all.